She sat in front of me in a booth at the Chick-fil-A on our college campus. I just met her, but she seemed like an old soul. We connected like old friends. I love meeting people and hearing their stories. Hers was no different. I don't remember seeing her again. But her words have stuck with me. She told me of how she moved from her home. How she changed her voice. How she hears pieces of it again and she replicates it as soon as she finds herself among Southerners. She told me never to change the cadence of my tone. She told me my accent was unique and that I should never change it for anyone. 6 or 7 years later, I found myself on a webinar with an astronaut sharing his story about his time in space. I spoke up and asked him a few questions because I'll always be a journalist at heart until the day I die. He shared with me his answers and a compliment about my accent. He too used to sport a Carolina twang until life in Texas smoothed his tone to a deeper cadence. He said my voice reminded him of home. Over the years in my previous role as a news reporter at a small county newspaper, I've used my voice a lot. Countless voicemails, questions, interviews, and moments with my big ugly laugh. I've spoken to politicians riding waves of euphoria after winning their political bids. I've spoken to victims of crimes with this voice. To children, to grieving parents, to angry residents, to myself. I've used my voice to calm, to soothe, to encourage, and to get down to the truth. I hope that when I spoke they found comfort in my voice. I hope when I speak now that I can share that same quality with others. Because maybe a Southern accent isn't a crutch or an accessory to overshadow intelligence. Maybe it's one of the greatest gifts of all. Maybe it's a little piece of hometown heaven that everyone loves. So when I use it, I'll be more proud of the power it holds. I'll be more conscious of the way it sounds. And I'll be more inclined if I must to raise it. I never knew the power of my voice until others shared their thoughts and reactions. Maybe you don't know the power of yours yet. Oh, but my friend, when you do, I hope you never forget it. May your voice tremble no more when you are afraid. May you use it to stamp out fear and proceed with bold confidence in who God called you to be. May you never hate it but never love it more than God's voice. Though your words have power, the voices that bring them to life are the very catalysts that can determine their impact. Without tone, words carry no meaning. May we all choose wisely and never forget the power of our voices.